Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Much to talk about today. We've got some good news stories in the news and, of course, some bad news stories in the news, and we'll talk about all of them. But our priority here is not necessarily the larger world, but your world, whatever it is that's in your life that's making you either very happy or very unhappy, is kind of the mission statement for us around here. All you have to do to talk with me about whatever it is that's on your mind is just give me a holler, 855-99-37569. Margaret, you're our start-off caller today. Welcome. How may I help you? Margaret, we got you.
Good morning.
There you are. Hi there.
Dr. Joy Brown.
Speaking.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine now. Sure.
Oh.
What's on your mind?
Can you hear me clearly? I cannot hear you. Talk to me.
I don't know what to tell you about.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Dr. Joy Brown, I'm so excited to hear from you.
Well,
I'm listening to your program. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. 10 years ago, after I lost my boyfriend suddenly in death, 2 years later, I married my current husband. But now I realize I made a wrong choice. His parents divorced when he was 9 years old, and his father died when he was 19. He's aloof, have no friends, and he have no ability to communicate. He does not read any books until now because I like to read all the time. And he told me TV was his baby sitter when he was young.
Right.
And we just like two people share the house together. We do not hug, no touch. I realize now because he never had love from his parents. And he's not that intelligent, so I have to be the leader to solve all the problems and do everything by myself. So if I have any problem in my career, any problem if I discuss with him, I will not get any support from him. And all he say, he doesn't want to hear about it. Since I have nobody to talk to, I listen to radio. That's how I found you.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to your radio at the night, and PBS, that's the only thing I have a conversation. I was not born in this country, but the only thing I like to hear is just radio, and I used to work a lot, but now I have little time. I don't work too busy like used to be, so I did a lot of reading, and also through the radio, that's how I found you. And I'm 59. If I'm young, I think I will divorce right away. But I'm 59, I'm afraid to divorce and to be alone, you know, to go on this world, you know, so that's my fear.
Okay.
And also, I read an article talk about Social Security, said I need to marry someone at least 10 years before I leave, otherwise, you know, we have economic problems.
Margaret, that depends on a lot of things. What kind of work do you do?
I used to be a real estate agent for 10 years.
Right.
But I quit 2 years ago because I was taking care of my mother, and so plus the market tanks. And I worked lots of hours, and so that's why I decided I almost had a heart attack. So I decided to quit. Now I'm 59. So I'm at a crossroads to decide what to do. Should I go back to school, or I'm too old, or what should I do?
Margaret,
what should I do with my boyfriend?
All right, wait a minute. I thought you married this dude.
Yes, I married him 8 years ago.
Right. So what's the boyfriend issue?
Oh, I don't have the boyfriend. I'm trying to say I married current husband because ex-boyfriend suddenly died.
Well, but Margaret, that was 8 years ago. So that's, I mean, it's interesting, but not very relevant to what's going on today. Does your husband have a job?
No, he had lots of surgeries. I know he had lots of health pains, so he's not really happy. And, you know, he has a lot of physical pains, I guess. And he never have a, he's not a social person. He was.
No, I got that. But Margaret, since you're not working, your husband's not working, how do you pay your rent?
Oh, we don't have a rent. I live below my means. I have my property. He has his house sold. He has an ex-wife died cancer.
Okay.
And,
so do you have money in the bank?
Well, we're just living with our savings. So we live very below means.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, especially in this situation. Margaret, let's see if we can divide things into parts, because if you look at this whole thing, you're just going to get overwhelmed. What is it? I mean, are you physically capable of working at this moment in your life or not?
Well, I can, but see, I was born in China,
right.
And I came to this country. I went to school, but I don't have a bachelor degree, and I just busy working and studying. I worked in the hospital for 10 years and
right.
did the real estate for 10 years, but I realized life is too precious. I don't want to work all the time. Lots of stress. I was
okay.
the first
so
time
Margaret,
in my
Margaret,
entire life.
Margaret,
I started,
Margaret,
you know,
what
realize,
do you
yeah.
want to do? What is it that would make you happy to do?
What do I make me happy?
Yeah, what would make you happy to do?
I think I like travel, and I like to. I read a lot, and I listen to PBS radio. That's
okay.
I listen.
But
to
you,
radio.
But Margaret, you can do all of that on your own. You don't need there doesn't need to be any change in your lifestyle. It sounds to me that you and your husband, there's nothing unpleasant that's going on, but there's nothing very pleasant that's going on either. So the two of you probably need to make at least an economic decision that says it's cheaper for us to live together, and we don't hate each other, but we can go and live separate lives and just kind of be roommates and share the expenses. Or you can decide, I don't want to be married to this man anymore, regardless of the economics. But if that's the case, then you're probably going to have to look at how can, if you're a 59-year-old woman, your life expectancy is probably at least 30 plus years. And so how am I going to make sure I can take care of myself for the next 30 years, which probably means at least a part-time job or something. I mean, you may live below your means, but is there enough money in your bank account to support yourself for the next 30 years? And if there is, that's fine. You can do whatever you want. If there's not, then I think you have to think about, well, what could I do? I'm not sure, you know, I think getting your bachelor's degree might be fun for you. I'm not sure how it's going to translate directly into a job. So you can make those two separate issues. So we're already talking about three separate issues. One is, do I want to stay married to this guy for economic reasons? Which is certainly, you wouldn't be the first or the last person who made that decision. Or would I rather be alone? Because it sounds like emotionally you are alone, so the major reason to stay married would be the economics, that you're sharing housing or that you're sharing food or that somehow both of you pooling your financial resources is more stable than just one of you. So that's one, do I want to stay married? And if so, under what circumstances? The second is, what do I want to go ahead and get my, well, I think the second actually is work, is what can I do to bring some money in that would be not physically taxing, would be pleasant to do, would be fun to do, or very at very least it wouldn't cause me a problem, but it would be nice, it would seem to me at 59 to have some kind of income. The third falls into the category of what can I do to make my life happy, and that may be, you're already telling me that you have solitary pleasures, that you like listening to the radio and you like reading, but it may be that there's some things to do that with other people, and it may be that you join a great books group where everybody's reading the same book and gets together once or twice a month and talks about it. It may be that you do volunteer activities with children or with animals or with whomever you want. Let me put you on hold and you think about those three categories, all right? Do I want to stay married for the economics? Number two, what can I do to bring in some money? And number three, what kinds of things might be fun to make my life feel better to me? All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, that's exactly what we do around here. We're talking with Margaret, who's 59, and she's been married for 8 years, and to a man that she's feeling she has less and less in common with. She was taking care of her elderly mom. She's worked in the past. She's from China, which means she's bilingual, which means that she's ahead of most of us around here, and she's sort of saying, okay, what do I do now? And I'm saying, well, let's start with the obvious, that there that it may be that your marriage isn't exactly the romantic fantasy that you thought it would be, but does it have any value to you either on an emotional basis or on a financial basis? And if so, that's a place to start. Doesn't sound that it's warm and fuzzy, but it may be if there's enough of a motivation there financially to work on it. So let's look at your marriage first, Margaret. What do you think? Is there any sense to you? Is there any reason to stay with this dude?
I'm trying to say, if I'm young, certainly I will leave it right
away. No, Margaret, stop. We don't do that. We don't play, well, if it were different. We play it, we deal with exactly what it is. There's no way you're going to be 58. You're 59. That's what is. So we just deal with that. We don't go back 8 years. We can only deal with here going forward. We can't go back. It's done.
That's why I have a fear. Margaret,
yeah. You're not listening to me. What you're doing is you're whipping yourself into an anxiety attack for no particular reason. You've got some real issues here to deal with, but the way to deal with them is to deal with them, not to sort of tell me about all the awful things that could happen to you. But to start, I just broke it down for you into three specific categories. Number one, your marriage. Does it make any sense to stay with this man, either for friendship or companionship or to help with expenses? That's number one question. Does it make any sense to you?
Yeah, I can live with him just, have a friend, can say like that. But at the same time, his behavior, because he didn't grow up with love, he's a very negative.
Margaret, there's nothing either of us can do about how he grew up. We can only deal with what he is now. You have this really irritating tendency to go back to focus on things that you can't affect. It's a waste of time. Whoever he is, he is. Whoever you are, you are. So the question is, given who he is and given who you are, is there any place that you can go forward together?
I thought about that. Should I move to another city for 2 years, or get a job or...
Well, maybe, all right, then that's fine. Then let's do it the other way around. That's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. It's to say, to leave the marriage situation exactly the way it is for right now and see what else you can manage.
Separation for 2 years. Separation, you think?
Pardon me?
That's why I'm stuck here. I have been thinking this, man, every night I listen to your radio. That's all, so that's why I'm stuck.
Think of what man?
I'm sorry?
You said you think of this other man every night for 2 years. What man are we talking about?
Oh, no. Think about this matter.
Well, but Margaret, thinking about it is not a bad start, but then you have to do something about it. And it would seem to me that you may be right, that rather than focusing on the marriage to start with, the thing to focus on is something you have much more control over, which is getting a job. Have you looked for a job in the last 2 years?
Well, I did. I did look something, but I think I can, if I go back to college, I can do better. I'm kind of person. I'm a very,
what kind of job are you looking for, Margaret?
Well, that's why I need your help. I know I'll be too old to become a doctor.
Yes.
And too old to become a nurse.
Well, probably not too old to become a nurse, but getting into medical school at 59 is probably unrealistic.
Right.
But
right.
Getting into nursing school at 59, I think that's probably much more feasible just because there's such a need for nursing care these days. And it may be that you could do nursing care. It may be that you can do home health care. Have you investigated any of this?
I did.
Okay, what did you find?
Research.
All right, what did you find?
The resources say because of the nurse require lots of, the physical, I will be told that they will not hire me anyway, and just there's a lot of physical demanding.
Well, it depends what kind of nursing you're doing. Margaret, you have an amazing ability to shut the door on yourself. What I keep asking you what you want to do, and you keep telling me what you can't do.
Oh, a girlfriend told me, say, I will be a good psychologist, but I don't know, it will take me probably 8 years to get a master's degree, but I'll probably really too old.
Well, Margaret, you have to stop telling yourself you're too old. The issue is not that you're too old. The issue is that you came from a different country, and while your English is good, to be a therapist, I'm not being unpleasant to you. One of the ideas I had at one point was to go to France and become a therapist in France, because I always love France. I speak a little French. And what I realized is to be a therapist, you need to have basically... You need to be very verbal, not only in the language, but in the vernacular of the language, because people make Freudian slips that language matters. So having English as a second language is probably not much of an advantage. There are certainly some advantages to it, and I don't know in the area where you live if there's a large Chinese community or there's an academic environment, because being bilingual in a lot of situations is a huge advantage, just not so much as a psychologist, because I've run into the same thing. That, you know, I really need to be a good psychologist. I really need to be able to do the subtleties of English, which is very hard to pick up as a second language. So it's not that I don't think it's a good idea. And there's certainly things you can do. You could become a social worker, which doesn't require the same amount of time and doesn't require the same amount of verbal fluency. So if that's something you're interested in, look into that. It's a quicker degree, and you may or may not have to go and finish up a bachelor's degree about it. But the point is, Margaret, in 10 years, you're going to be 69. There's no question. The question is, are you going to be doing something you enjoy doing? Are you going to be doing something that has an income for you? Are you going to be doing something that makes your life better for you? So stop telling me how old you are and just figure out what it is you want to do and get started on it. And instead of giving yourself all sorts of reasons why you can't do something, you need to start figuring out what you want to do. And everybody gets nervous. Everybody thinks, well, gee, can I really do this? Or, you know, what happens if I don't succeed at this? But that's part of being human, is that we can figure out that there are positives and negatives. But the point being that figure out what you want to do, because that will help you figure out where you go next. And stop slamming the door on yourself and stop telling yourself you're old, because in 10 years you're going to be 10 years older. The question is, are you going to be 10 years closer to doing what you want to do? So I think you're right. I think I would start with what can I do to make a living? And then go from that backward. And it may be, for example, if you want to be a social worker, that you may need to get some more schooling, but you may also be able to work as a paraprofessional for the welfare department, especially if you're bilingual. And that's an enormously valuable thing to do. So begin looking at things that you can do that you think would be interesting for you to do. All right? And get started on it. And as you get closer and closer to it, you can call me back. But start on what you can do to support yourself, and then we'll worry about your marriage and all that other stuff, all right? Do some investigation. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, let me just take a moment here and talk about Margaret's issue about feeling like she's too old to do anything. And I was dying to mention this to her, except it just seemed like it was going to be unnecessarily confusing and complicating to her issues, which I was having enough trouble having her focus on. But there's a new movie out called Advanced Style. And when they sent it to me, I thought, oh, well, I don't know. What it is a study, a guy that who lives in New York who was doing a blog about, and the movie opens with him going up to a woman who's got her back to the camera and saying, "You look fabulous. Can I photograph you?" And I'm cringing at that moment, because if you live in a big city, somebody coming up and saying, "Can I photograph you?" seldom is good news.
Usually scary, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like there's something, there's a subtext there. Well, it turns out that this is a guy who goes and kind of susses out women of a certain age. The women in the documentary, I think the youngest is like 65, I think, and the oldest is 105. And these women who all have this great sense of style, and I mean, some of them are very subdued and very Chanel-esque, complete with silver hair and a braid and pearls, and some have bright orange hair with matching eyelashes that are made out of their own hair. So, but for me, I mean, my first, and at one point, one of the women is with a man who says, well, when I first met you, I thought you looked like a clown. And I just cringed, as did she. She leaves the room when he says that. But it reminded me about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, I was in Seabed Springs, Colorado. And there was this, I was, you know, just poking around, because there's not a whole lot to do in Steamboat if it's not snowing. And it wasn't, it was the summer. There was this woman who came in who was had torn fishnet stockings on, bright orange hair. She looked like she had been extruded into her clothing. It was very tight. And she was at least 80, and maybe older than that, a little hard to tell. And the person I was with said, wow, isn't that pathetic? And I said, no, I think that's inspirational. She is not going quietly.
That's right.
And this movie is really about that, about these women who are saying, first of all, I mean, there is a sadness underlying it. It reminds me of someone that I interviewed on my TV show at one point who said that she viewed her body as her artistic medium, and she viewed fat as how she was going to sculpt her body. And she probably weighed, she was maybe 5'4", and she probably weighed close to 500 pounds.
Wow.
And part of me is thinking, you're just sort of rationalizing, if you can't be thin, you might as well be fat. But it was, there was still something kind of intriguing about her approach. And there's the same thing with these women. I mean, there's a part of it that sort of, all of them are single, except with one exception. And they're certainly women of a certain age. And none of them, with one exception, I guess, would ever have been considered great beauties. But they're in there fighting. You know, they're in there still breathing, and they sort of use clothing and their own body and their sort of outrageous outfits as their statement. And you could say, well, yeah, that's because, and I mean, I guess part of it is that I sort of do the same thing with clothing. Sometimes I'm not quite in their league on a whole bunch of different levels. But I use clothing as distraction of something, and I certainly do not go to the extremes that they go to. But the idea, if people focus on what you're wearing, then they leave you alone. And I think that that's kind of the underlying message of this DVD. But having said that, it's also inspirational that these women are having more fun, living their lives, they're happy, they're self-reliant, they're saying, they're basically thumbing their nose at the idea of aging. And one of them is in the, I think it's Target, maybe it's Kmart, it's one that was on their billboards of saying that money doesn't have anything to do with style, and her thing is age doesn't have anything to do with style. And so, and one of these women became the face of Lanvin in Paris. So, I mean, there were a whole bunch of unanswered questions. Like, when you put them all in the same room together, they became a little bit competitive. But if your whole deal is look at me, then sharing the spotlight is not necessarily going to be higher in your agenda. But it was absolutely inspirational for the idea being of not going quietly, that this is your life, do with it as you wish, and be as outrageous or colorful or charming or sexy or anything else that you want. That it's, there's no reason why you, and look, if you want to sit in a rocking chair with a shawl over your shoulder and knit, that's okay too. But you have options. And these women are just crazy about exercising the visual options. And it was, I mean, it was really an interesting kind of, and you sort of end up at the end of it thinking, you go, girl. So, you know, as I said, it seemed a little bit tangential to Margaret's issue, but it did occur to me that this is the opposite end of the Margaret spectrum of not being fearful of saying, and the idea being that they actually, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, during Fashion Week, the guy who does the blog on it, called Advanced Style, organized an impromptu fashion show at Lincoln Center, which is where Fashion Week now takes place. And all these people came to take pictures of these women because they're fabulous. And they had a sense of style, and one woman said, you know, it takes me 7 years to put together an outfit, and with the hat and the dress and the shoes and the bag and the necklace and the earrings and the bracelet, and if it's not quite right, if it's not quite ready yet, it's like a painting, I don't put it on display yet. And so it was, I mean, there is something a little narcissistic about the fact of spending so much time and so much effort and presumably so much resource on how they look, but still, that, I mean, it'll be out in theaters, I think, in 2 weeks, and I'll remind you of it, I'll review it, not this week, but next week, but it's called, for those of you who are looking for it, it's called Advanced Style. So there you go, age having nothing to do with much of anything at all. And I mean, seeing a woman who's 105, and one of the, well, I'm not going to tell you that, because it's part of the fun of the documentary. Okay, So Shane said, okay, well, what'd you do over the weekend? And what I did over the weekend is sort of had to do with the program, and that I have a friend in New Jersey, and she is a Penn State supporter. And so I went, and Penn State is the number one school apparently in the country for tailgating, which I did not know. And, you know, not being from this part of the country originally, did not know about the whole tailgate sort of ethos that, you know, that who cares about the game, you tailgate before, you tailgate
the
after.
Behind it, right?
Yeah, well, and the first time I went, it was freezing cold. We were there at 8 o'clock in the morning to set up, and I at some point sort of naively asked when the game started. Guess what time for an 8 o'clock in the morning the game started?
11 or noon or something.
8 o'clock at night.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding at all.
Wow.
And I actually called
That's
my
hardcore.
Brother. Because I got in the car. First of all, I was frozen, and second of all, I don't drink. So, and I said, "What do people do for 12 hours at tailgate?" And we both said at the same time, "Drink." So, I mean,
yeah, there you go. I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
So this was Rutgers played Penn State, and they played at Rutgers, which is a much smaller stadium than Penn State, and so apparently there were not very many tickets available. One of my station in New York actually carries Rutgers, so that's kind of fun. And I've done some work with Rutgers in the past. So it didn't even occur to me I probably could have gotten the game. But it was not a nice day to start with. It was rainy and cold. But they had it at a place called Miami Mike's. And Miami Mike, this ain't his first barbecue. So they had raffle for all this stuff for like Eli's jersey and football helmets. And actually turned out to have two tickets to the Giants game yesterday. Neither, Penn State actually won. Now, it was the Rutgers Penn State game was really fun. It was really a fun game to watch because it was Rutgers' first game in the Big Ten. So that was, and they were so wired for it. In the first couple of plays, I thought they're going to get wiped out, but then they almost won. It was a very close game, and it was really great fun against a much bigger, more seasoned, tougher, probably better team.
Sure.
But they did a great job. I mean, so I helped my friend with the raffle, and we made double the amount of money that had ever been made in a raffle before. And there was one woman, I'm not sure I should tell, so I was both making change and doing the raffle, and you could either get 5 tickets for $5 or you could get 15 tickets for $10, and my friend was making change, and she gave me the wrong change at one point, and I was busy, so I didn't pay much attention. A woman comes up and says, "You shortchanged me." So I gave her some more tickets, and I said, "Look, this is because I unintentionally cheated you," and I gave her some more tickets. And she won. She won the grand prize. So she thought I was great. I was the hero of the moment because she won the grand prize for my screw up, which technically was not mine, but I took responsibility for it. So, and I'll tell you, there was a guy there who was an NFL player. He played for the Titans 1 year, and he played for the Bengals 1 year. And so I asked him about Ray Rice. I'll tell you what he said when he came back. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, part of my advice for life is if you are not used to eating tailgate food, especially at bars, I mean, it all tasted delicious. I did not have a happy tummy last night. They had chicken wings, the boneless ones. Right. And I was smart enough not to do the buffalo. I knew not to do those. But then they had this thing that sounded delicious. It actually was delicious. I just don't know what was in it, which was, it was avocado and cheese and bacon bits or something and chicken on flatbread.
Actually, that does sound really good.
It was delicious. I just think that my stomach is saying, are you kidding?
Just a little too rich, maybe.
Yeah, or something. Greasy, I think. But,
sure.
And I'm sure the waitress was ready to kill me because I felt I was doing my part because I was alternating between tap water and seltzer. So she wasn't ready to kill me because everybody else is. And I know that, besides which, you know, I was busily tearing raffle tickets apart. And it turns out that Miami Mike was doing the drawing. I did the drawing and he would announce the tickets, but he couldn't see the numbers.
So,
I had to read him the numbers, and it was really funny. I said, well, do you want me just to say the numbers in the mic? And he said, no, I'll do it. Miami Mike has got a clear sense, yeah. So that was fine, but it was... So here's the deal. So I'm sitting there, and this guy comes, and he plunks down. He's big. He's like 6'6". He wasn't so heavy, but he was tall and fairly... Well, I mean, he didn't look like he weighed 350 pounds, but he probably looked like he weighed, like, 230.
Sure.
He was big.
Yeah.
Plunks down right in front, and they had to say they had a big screen TV doesn't begin to explain what they had. I mean, this was, and I had put earplugs in, so I was not going deaf. And so I said to him, look, why don't you come and sit with us? Because we can't see over you. It turns out he was this really nice guy. He went to Marshall. Remember Marshall? That was the movie We Are Marshall.
Yeah, sure.
Played there, and then played for 2 years in the NFL. And then dislocated his shoulder and is now working for another company. And a very nice guy. And so I said to him, because you know me and my sort of, wow, here's a chance to do a little sociology. I said, what do you think about Ray Rice? Because here's a young African-American in the NFL, so part of the culture. He said he should be in jail. He said it's not right. And I thought that was a really interesting response. And then today we've got Adrian Peterson. And you were really upset about that, yes?
Yes, definitely. Being in Minnesota, in the Twin Cities, I'm a Vikings fan, and this really deflated me on Friday there. I was really looking forward to the game this weekend, and after this all came out, I was not excited for it at all.
they suspended him, I guess, for the game.
Yep.
But they're now saying that he's playing.
Reinstating him, which surprises
me. Wasn't sort of unreinstated, and the rationale was... Well, rationale is not a fair word. I'm not trying to suggest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm trying to suggest. And I think it's one of the things that we put up on Facebook for next hour.
Right.
What should be the position of the NFL? Because especially the women I talked to about the Ray Rice story were basically uniform in saying this isn't okay. The men were somewhat mixed. And the men basically said, it's private. It's between the two of them. If she's okay with it, that the league should be okay with it. And I said, well, what about, what about Donald Sterling?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
That seems to me a much less grievous offense.
Right.
And they took they made him sell. And certainly that whole issue, and as you know, when we talked about it last week, that the military is dealing with a similar issue of how do you say to people, but let's say men at this moment, although it's not exclusively men. And again, with Ray Rice, his wife was certainly not without responsibility in this. And she, you know, that it's the fact that she's smaller doesn't mean it's okay for her to hit him or to spit at him. And I think it's not so much the hitting, although that was part of it, is the sort of callous disregard for her welfare when she was unconscious. I think that's what got people as much as anything. But... because look, you can shove somebody and they can hit their head, and so. But I think most of us would be concerned that when it's not easy to knock somebody unconscious,
exactly,
in spite of what we think. Yeah, it's really not, and it's a major trauma. I mean, it's called counter coup when the back of your skull or the back of your brain hits the front of your skull,
right.
And it kills brain cells. There's no question.
Well, it's the same thing has killed people. Many times, you know. So
he
could have killed her very easily.
Yeah. So, but some of the men were saying this is a private issue, and of course the issue being, I think, for the armed services, which has been sort of quietly yet publicly sort of saying, look, we have a problem with soldiers coming back, both men and women, but more men than women, of domestic violence when they come home, of not really being able, of feeling paranoid, of post-traumatic stress disorder, of being on edge, of what does it mean to say to somebody, to a human being, okay, in this situation we want you to be aggressive and do anything that you can that will work, and in this situation we want none of that. And that's a hard issue. Now, in theory, as human beings, we should be able to understand that you can have a brewski with your posse on Friday night and say things that you cannot say Monday morning to your boss. That doesn't seem all that complicated an issue. But when it comes to that adrenaline surge, are we being unrealistic? And it was very interesting because, as I said, about, and it wasn't a huge study, I don't pretend to say it was scientific, but looking, it was about half and half of half the men saying, it's not okay. The league didn't do him any favors. They covered it up. He should be in jail. It's not okay to behave that way. And the other half saying it's private. If I had to differentiate about how that division occurred, I would say the more sophisticated felt that the league did not hold up their end of the bargain. But again, that may, you know, I'm not trying to suggest that only unsophisticated men would say it's a private issue. I'm just saying in my particular experience, which certainly is not particularly global, that was, if I had to break it out against, I'm trying to find something in common, because all the men I talked to were about the same age, they were all of the same ethnicity, they were not of all the same economic level, and and educational level. So when we come back, I thought we'd talk about a little bit about Adrian Peterson, who hit his 4-year-old with a branch from a tree, I thought we'd do two things. I thought the first thing we'd say is, you know, what do you think? Should the NFL have any say so in this? And if so, what? And then when and how? And also, I thought maybe we should also put up something that said, how do you discipline your children? Because I think there's no question that children are assigned parents so that they are in fact socialized. But are there other ways? And maybe we can sort of offer this to people who don't see other ways of appropriately and effectively disciplining kids, or at least giving them some sense of what's right and wrong. All right? So those two issues, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Go to Facebook or my website, drjoy.com. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.